with your letter with enclosures as on reverse. Kindly accept yourself and convict the Lord Krishna will protect and we have nothing to worry about. Without question details, right now, as desired by you, I beg to submit that a meaningful, quote, further discussion, close quote. Remember, I mentioned to him that we could have a further discussion if he had any questions. A meaningful further discussion could be ensued between us on the subject of settlement upon receipt of a confirmatory letter from the bank concerned either to you or to me directly as to the scheme purported to have been devised by Iskhan. No discussion, perhaps you will agree, without bank's letter will serve any purpose towards a settlement. If it is a fact accompli, a fate accompli, I feel sure the bank's letter describing the arrangement in so many words might bear salutary effect on our further discussions as propounded by your good self. That's one point of that. Actually, I simply asked him for the name of his bank and the bank account, but he doesn't seem to want to give that at this point. Seems to have some other idea. Very legally worded letter. Through Panchil, I do not stay there. He says, I do not stay there. I'll bite my daily visits. Once I have read somewhere, not the copy sent by you, this draft conveyance, and this is a bunkum. Calls it a bunkum. Are you familiar with that word, Srila Prabhupada? I think it means like a hoax or something. The wordings are incoherent and contradictory. The assigners, promoters, are described as overlord. The lessors, superlord, and assignees, purchasers, have been reduced to a transient resident, if not fugitive debtor. In my opinion, causes are there for criminal prosecution against the promoters. Without capable and competent lawyers, lawyers' help, this legal matter should not be handled until then, keep it in abeyance. Your all the papers, as mentioned, I sent him a copy of the scheme, Srila Prabhupada, as well as a copy of the draft amendment. He says, all of your papers, as mentioned, are sent herewith back to you. He didn't choose to keep them. While awaiting the bank's comments, I beg to remain respectfully yours, and then there. He says the enclosures are sent under ordinary post to avoid heavy postage against in this cover. He's decided to send them by separate post because it would have been a few extra paisa.
Unless the bank can't come, he does not purchase for you. Is that?
That's more or less what he's suggesting.
But let's do that. What do you think? Mm-hmm. bank is not going to come from?
Well, the bank will do whatever we ask them to do. If he gives us the bank name and the account of his, then by getting the first monthly installment, then automatically it's confirmed. What's so then?
The bank comes from.
Yeah.
The money. Panchasila.
To Panchasila. Yeah.
Why they start from?
Yeah, I personally don't feel at this point that there's. I mean, frankly speaking, I don't think that this reply on his part is very good. I don't think it's proper. He's speaking about a settlement. First of all, there is no settlement. I mean, the whole legal way in which he's worded this letter indicates to me that he's not taking things in a very, seems to me he has some motives. He has no reason to doubt this scheme. That's my point. And if he's thinking that he has some kind of rights, that's other officers. They're very pleased. And they were especially pleased to get these fixed deposits. Immediately, we gave them this fixed deposit. They were very happy with this. They've got about something like 350 accounts already from outsiders within a month or two. They're very, very pleased. I mean, they feel that this will become a full branch very quickly. And they have a great amount of space, and they're not at all sorry about the price that they're paying. And it's a good income for our temple. Nearly 10,000 rupees a month.
Like 10,000.
I don't think it's quite 10,000. I think it's less. 8 or 9,000. 4 rupees.
Plus interest of the money.
Plus interest of the... Of which money?
The deposit money.
Fixed deposit money. Well, of course, but that we would have gotten anywhere. But from the point of view of rent, it's certainly very substantial rent. That was your scheme, Shilpalas.
Okay, so now you have all the facilities. Utilized.
I especially like that bank because when you come in the center of the wall, instead of seeing some old grumpy looking bank president, we see your Divine Grace's effulgent picture. And it says, right under your picture, it's a very big picture. It says, IOB welcomes you. It's very nicely done. And in each of the teller's counters, each of the cashier's counters, there's a little picture of Radharas Bihari.
Mm.
Yeah, it's very nicely done. People who go there bank with confidence.
And they're getting benefits.
Yes. It was the proper bank to have there. And because it's right on the ground floor and just near the entrance of the gate, people don't mind coming from the outside. And I've noticed people, after they come and do their banking business, they go for darshan. maybe our deities will get known, that people who bank in our bank, they get more money. I think the ILB is thinking like that. To be connected with the deity is very auspicious. So they're accentuating the involvement with ISKCON and your divine grace and Radharas Bihari.
That's a fact.
We had no idea how that Hare Krishna land would ever be successful.
Yeah. It was a demo.
That's what we were thinking. Why does Prabhupada want us to live in the jungle? So far away, nothing there but mosquitoes and so many rats. We thought, who will come there?
No, man. I was thinking, I'm not doing it. I'm alone.
Hmm.
I could have been here.
Go down will be on the ground floor, and residences and Gurukul on the upper floors. The only problem is that it's such a good place that now we can't get the residents to move out of those other buildings. They say, why should we move? Now we have a temple, there'll be a Gurukul, there's a bank. It's very hard to get them out. Of course, we don't care if they stay, if they're nice. Either they'll be devotees or they'll be driven out by the Maha Mantra. The upper floor of each of those buildings has also increased the utilization of those buildings. That was also your scheme, Srila Prabhupada.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not giving 20,000 to the extent. Far from 21.
We're always on their heads.
We take four wagons from South India, four from Vrindavan, and four from
from the
in this end, I can go there.
I'm just thinking, Srila Prabhupada, that each of these Brahmins have their own style or method, and by bringing three different groups, it will be, you know, there may be some disagreement amongst them.
No, maybe.
Who should be Dedaluja? Each one should have a head Brahmin plus three other assistants.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Brahmin should be head.
The southern Brahmin should be the head.
Hmm.
He better come back earlier. I heard that he's only coming back 1 or 2 days before the actual ceremony to India. That doesn't seem like it's enough time.
Well, 1 week after.
1 week. Very grand event. There is no such project like that anywhere else in India or in the world. Would you like to hear Kirtan, Srila Prabhupada?